The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
President Trump is back on the golf course here in Scotland this morning at Trump at Turnberry. He'll be playing golf for a couple hours before he is heading into a very important and critical meeting with the chief of the European Commission. Of course, there is a deadline looming on tariffs for next Friday. The president has set a deadline for if there's not an agreement brokered, there could be a 30% across the board sweeping a tariff that would really spark a trade war, a transatlantic trade war. So the president is going to be meeting with Ursula von der Leyen in just a couple hours to try and negotiate some type of an agreement.
Now, picture this: one deadline, one golf course in Scotland, and $1.4 trillion on the line. The experts swore it couldn't happen until it did. Few moments in geopolitics flipped the script this fast. While CNN was busying itself nitpicking golf swings, President Donald Trump inked what both he and EU Chief Ursula von der Leyen called the biggest deal ever made. In a matter of just a few hours, the world's trade order got a massive jolt, a 15% tariff on all EU goods coming to the United States, $750 billion in European energy purchases, and $600 billion in new jobs and investments coming straight to America. The stock market is rallying, America's leverage is at its highest in decades, and the legacy media, once again, has nothing but egg all over their faces. For months, President Trump threatened what he called Liberation Day tariffs on the EU, 30%, possibly as high as 50%. Pundits from the so-called expert class mocked this as just another Trump bluff. The bullies in Brussels originally scoffed, stalled, he'll never do that. But when Japan folded to a 15% tariff last week in that historic trade deal, the biggest deal yet seen until this weekend, well, suddenly reality set in. The pressure on Europe became impossible to ignore, and the media spin that it was Europe that was in the driver's seat began to unravel. So while the world watched golf in Turnberry this Sunday, the EU finally blinked, signing onto the same 15% tariff deal as Japan, easing months of global anxiety in just one handshake. So what's in this new deal that Trump just masterfully negotiated? Well, here's what you need to know. There are basically two main components to this agreement. First, a simple, uniform 15% tariff now covers most European exports to America. That includes cars, luxury goods, and more. In exchange, U.S. goods in sectors like aircraft, semiconductors, and agriculture get zero tariffs moving into Europe. You heard that right. We get to slap Europe with a 15% tariff, and they thank us by removing all tariffs on our goods. Secondly, in addition to that, the EU pledged a staggering $750 billion to buy American liquefied natural gas, oil, and new nuclear technology, and $600 billion in new European investment in U.S. manufacturing, energy infrastructure, and even military hardware. The military piece there, the EU is now set to buy hundreds of billions of dollars in American equipment, finally meeting NATO obligations Europe ignored for years. Now, just look at these numbers. $750 billion for U.S. energy is almost 9 years' worth of exports at current rates. Bottom line, Gulf Coast gas and Appalachian oil are now in high demand, putting both Russia and OPEC nations on ice and red state workers back on the map. The 15% tariff, it's no charity either. It replaces a looming 30% sledgehammer, which Trump threatened Europe with, which analysts, of course, were freaking out over. It's going to give us a trade war. They were being the pathetic shills of globalism that they always are. Instead, Wall Street is now cheering. S&P futures are up. Tech stocks are rising. And optimism is through the roof when it comes to the market. Let's break it down very simply here. Just like I talked about in our first video just this morning, out on the porch, right, with our morning cup of joe out there, tariffs work. Tariffs work. As much as the political class and the legacy media want to stoke fear and doubt, tariffs work. Tariffs give Trump a very real leverage that no president in modern political history has had. I mean, tariffs were used to broker a peace deal just now between Thailand and Cambodia. Check out our first video on it. Tariffs work. America is setting the terms. And as a result, European cash will now boost jobs in Texas, Louisiana, Ohio, and Pennsylvania instead of trickling overseas. And for the first time in years, Democrats and their allies in the media just can't explain it away. Even as MSNBC ran 15% tariff could spark trade war banners, von der Leyen, the EU chief, herself said America basically gave up nothing. Why? That is exactly what we're about to find out. If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. When was the last time you checked on your home title? That's the legal proof you own your house. Well, if you're like me, the answer is never. Well, the problem is in today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. And here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document. They use a fake notary stamp. They pay a small fee with your county and boom, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out all kinds of loans using your equity, or even they sell your property. You won't know what's happened until you get a collection notice or a foreclosure notice. So that's why you need to stop what you're doing right now and find out today if you've already been a victim. Use promo code TurleyTalks at HomeTitleLock.com to make sure your title's still in your name. You also get a free title history report. Plus, you're going to get a free 14-day trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes. And if fraud should happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Go to HomeTitleLock.com right now. Use promo code TurleyTalks. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code TurleyTalks.
Yamiche, I do want to ask you about the question that the president got thrown at him about Jeffrey Epstein. The president chastised the reporter who asked it, saying, oh, I'd expect this from you, and he didn't answer at all on that. But what does it say about the power and the persistence of this Epstein story?
Alex, it was such a striking moment. Think about the fact that the president is literally an ocean away from the United States, and he's there discussing and announcing this trade deal and still has to take questions on this Epstein controversy that, frankly, he wants anything to be doing anything other than talking about this. He's asked his supporters to stop talking about it. He's chastised his supporters, calling them weaklings for talking about the Epstein files, and yet it is still sticking.
Yeah, if you want a perfect example of why nobody watches MSNBC anymore, if you want a perfect example of why the executives are trying, was it at Comcast, are trying to offload MSNBC, there it is, right there. There you go. Trump inks the biggest trade deal in human history, and they obsess over Jeffrey Epstein and the fraud birthday card that Trump supposedly sent him back in 2003 that nobody can verify. There's literally no way to spin this trade deal as a negative for Trump. None. Zippo. It was a masterful trade deal that solidifies the United States at the center of the world's economy for the foreseeable future, with the EU and, of course, Japan and China as well pouring literally tens of trillions of dollars into the U.S. economy. And what do the borderline illiterates over at MSNBC focus on? A fabricated Epstein story, the new Russian collusion hoax that can't even be corroborated since no one has ever even seen the supposed birthday card at issue. I am so thankful that Trump is suing the Wall Street Journal that originally published that hit piece. I am so thankful he is suing them into oblivion. Bottom line, CNN and MSNBC simply cannot comprehend what Trump did over the weekend. And the reason why CNN and MSNBC and the whole of the political class, to be quite frank, simply cannot comprehend Trump is because Trump is a businessman. And therefore, he negotiates like a businessman, not a bureaucrat. For every, it's 50-50, quote, the media hypes. The truth is that this is how you make a deal. Deals are built on leverage and power. Trump pushed the EU to the wall with the tariff threats, then locked in terms that benefit American workers, energy, and security. And let's clear something up here. This wasn't the first time someone tried going zero for zero on tariffs. Remember, Obama and Biden floated the idea back in 2015, trying to get Europe to back down on its tariffs. How'd they do? They couldn't close the deal. Again, they're bureaucrats. They don't know how. What the bureaucrat class tried to do over the last decade, Trump, the businessman, did in a weekend. Trump has been talking about this for literally decades. He's been excoriating our political class for failing to use the leverage that the United States has in such a way so as to financially benefit our nation and our workers like never before. And that's exactly what he did. And he's doing. He's proving that smart tariffs are forcing mechanisms. They force honest negotiations and fairer trade when wielded by someone who knows how to use them. And as a result, American oil, gas, and nuclear jobs just got a turbo boost funded by European cash to the tunes of trillions of dollars. That's $600 billion in new investments. It's going straight into middle American paychecks, factory jobs, defense works, and long overdue infrastructure. And now, as of this weekend, everyone can see how the legacy media's trade war narrative doesn't fit. Even global markets admit it. This was a win, not a risk. And now it looks like Canada could be next in line to fold. Trump just turned a weekend at Turnberry into a $1.4 trillion American win. Just imagine what he can do next weekend. So what do you guys think? Are you excited about trade, tariffs, and the soaring American economy? Let us know in the comments section below. And as always, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button for breaking news and analysis you are not going to hear anywhere else. Love you guys. God bless. Hey everyone, Dr. Steve here. If you've read my new book, America Awakened, you already know something powerful is happening across our nation. We're watching a historic reawakening of faith, family, and freedom, and it's just getting started. But the book was just the beginning. So that's why I'm inviting you to a brand new one-time America Awakened Masterclass, where I'll go even deeper into what's really happening right now and give you the tools to not just understand it, but thrive in it. In this powerful live masterclass, you'll learn how to build wealth in the rising patriot economy. You'll learn how to protect your family in a world full of chaos. You'll learn how to find real alternatives in education, media, and more. And you're going to take practical steps to restore truth in your own backyard. I'll be teaching live. You'll have the chance to interact with me directly, but seats are limited and registration isn't open yet. So all you have to do is click below and register for early access to be the first to know when doors open. This is your time. This is America's time. This is America Awakened. Can't wait to see you there.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a five-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Thank you. Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at GuardYourCard.com.